So, Nate, were you? You said you were here until a week ago. Did you think this would be the way things would work out? Were you thinking you would end up somewhere else? Give me the take on free agency.
You know, it kind of felt like the draft all over again, and I really wasn't worrying about it too much. I knew, you know, the Lord had a plan for me, and you know, and I expressed my feelings on being back here, and you know, let everybody know that I would have loved to be back, and you know, and everything was able to work out. We were able to get a deal done, and you know, I'm excited, and I'm just grateful that they gave me another opportunity.
Going in, did you have any idea though? I mean, you knew what you wanted, but did you have any idea what they wanted?
No, I didn't. I mean, you hear things, but you know, you take it with a grain of salt. And I mean, yeah, I was just kind of waiting, playing the waiting game, and you know, hearing from other teams, and but you know, I was just keeping my options open, and you know, really wanted to be back here.
Was anything close with another team?
Not really. I mean, there was talks, but you know, at the end of the day, I knew, especially with the 1 year thing, this is where I'd want to be.
Did were you worried when they signed two safeties last week? That there was a chance that there wouldn't be a room here?
Yeah, I mean, that's always, you know, you take that into consideration, but you know, I was just taking it for what it was, and you know, if something was going to work out, it was going to work out, and you know, it was all in the Lord's plan. So, yeah, like I said, I'm just glad to be back.
What kind of year do you think you had last year? How would you evaluate yourself?
I think I had a solid year last year. A lot of things I can improve on, as always. And, you know, I'm just going to try to get better this year and, you know, and just improve. And, you know, like I would help the team win, whatever I can do. And, you know, just play ball.
You know how Chip works in terms of, like, not handing anybody any job,
right,
et cetera. Was there ever any talks about what your place is on the team, and do you feel like you'll have an opportunity to start next season?
Yeah, you know, there wasn't any talks about, you know, where exactly, but you know, but that's the way it is on this level. You always got to come in and compete. Doesn't matter if you come in slated as a starter, day one you got to come in and work. You know, and because nothing, like you said, is given to you, and that's the only way you'd want it though. You know, I wouldn't want anything just handed to me.
Nate, was there another team that you thought you could have really showed strong interest?
I mean, there were teams, but, you know, I won't go into all that because, you know, like I was saying, this is where I wanted to be, and especially with the one-year thing, and, you know, because I'm comfortable in the system, and I know the system, and, you know, love the coaching staff and the players, and, you know, we brought in a lot of new guys, and it's going to be good. It's going to be a fun year.
Well, obviously it took more time I don't know if it took more time. Did you start thinking more seriously about other teams when it didn't look like something might have happened here?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't get involved in all the free agency frenzy and all that, because, I mean, you can drive yourself crazy trying to figure it all out, and I just kind of stepped back and, you know, let everything fall into place, and, you know, knew that at the end of the day, if it was meant for me to be here, I'd be back.
What were some of the ways specifically you thought that you improved last season, and what were some of the things that you mentioned need to prove upon some of the
tackling is one, and I think we improved overall in a lot of areas, and you know, and just capitalizing on third down and red zone stuff. We improved in a lot of ways, and you know, I still have a lot to improve on. My eyes always can improve on tackling, and you know, just understanding the defense better.
Were they pretty much 1 year deals for all the teams you were talking to?
Yeah. There was a couple other teams, but you know, it was mainly, my interest was here.
But
Yep.
A lot of safeties got a lot of money in this, you know, you weren't one of them.
Right.
You know, how do you look at that? What do you make of that?
It's all a blessing in my eyes, you know, regardless of what it is. You know, I'm a pretty simple dude, so any amount of money that I get is good for me. And a lot of times it's not even about money. You know, I'm just happy to be back here in a system that I'm comfortable in, and you know, I've been in Philly for 4 years, and, you know, I look at it all. It's all a blessing.
Why is it so comfortable for you here as compared to maybe last couple seasons?
I like the team. I like my teammates, love being around the guys. We got a good group of guys, and the coaching staff is great, and I like the system we got going on. And, you know, we added a couple new guys, and, yeah, it's going to be a fun year.
You've had some security. You came in as a second rounder. Now, mm-hmm, playing on a 1 year deal, change your mentality at all? I mean, you kind of realize, you know, it's could be just one and done, you know, one each year.
I'm just going to come in and play ball. I mean, I'm not going to put any more pressure on myself than I always do. I always come in with, you know, high standards for myself, and that's the way I'm going to be. And, you know, I'm still going to be Nate and just improve any way I can.
Chip has talked before about the versatility required for safeties in this scheme. How do you feel like you fit in that regard in terms of playing free, strong, doing some of the other stuff they want to see?
Pretty well. I feel that's at this level in general. You got to be able to play free and strong. You know, it's interchangeable. It just all depends on what side you end up on, and if you know both positions. And sometimes you got to play down in the box. Sometimes you got to be deep in the middle of the field. And it's really all the same. Both guys got to know both positions. So I feel like I fit pretty well in there.
You mentioned the changes. This is going to be a whole different safety group than you've had here previously, it looks like.
Right.
What do you make of that? How do you like the guys? You know, do you know anything about, say, Malcolm Jenkins?
Good. I mean, Malcolm Jenkins, he's, you know, I watched him playing with the Saints, and, you know, he's a heck of an athlete, physical safety, and he's a great addition to the team. We're happy to have him, and, you know, he's going to be fun to work with back there.
What is it about the scheme that brought out the best in you?
It's hard to put my finger on one thing. You know, I just saw everything just came together last year. You know, we had a good chemistry as a defense and as a secondary, and you know, like I said, we have a good group of guys, and you know, I just felt comfortable in the scheme. You know, and I like the way Coach Davis handles things and the way he teaches the defense, and you know, I love his play calling, and he puts us in position to make a lot of plays, and you know, we're going to tweak a few things, and you know, build on from last year.
You spoke a little bit of pressure. Did you place a lot of pressure upon yourself when you were drafted second round and maybe early going there, kind of living up to that building?
Earlier in my career, I mean, that pressure, that was there right when I came in, you know, because everybody was saying, you know, you got big shoes to fill and with Brian Dawkins. And but like I said, from day one, you know, I'm not beat up. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer, and you know, I'm gonna beat Nate and play my game, and not put any more added pressure on myself, and just go out and play football. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, it's a game, and it's what I love to do, and I'm gonna enjoy doing it.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Nate.
Yep, no problem, man. Congrats.